Welcome back, everyone. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams on Right Side Radio, and we are back. Can't wait to talk with Congressman Barry Moore in just a moment about the speaker's race, or what's happening there for the Speaker of the House. I'm not sure how we're going to find resolution to this, but it'll be interesting. I did want to mention a couple of texts that I received, and one from Mark from Tony said, Israel is God's chosen place, and those who bless them will be blessed, and those who hate them will pay for it. It's all in God's word. Well, you got that right, Tony. And I think it might be best we all remember that. So Steve from Tennessee said, during the 1979 Iranian hostage crisis, the Death to America marches were over there. Now it's coming to a town near you. Wake up, America. Yep. Yep, I would agree with that as well. Looks like we have Congressman Barry Moore on the phone. Hello, Congressman Moore. How are you?
Hey, I am doing fine. How's everybody this afternoon?
Well, we're doing well over here. So you're going to kind of give us an overall context here of what's going on with this Speaker of the House race, and or what's not going on, or what we're going to do going forward.
Yeah, so I wanted to refer back to what you were just saying. It's Genesis 12:3. I tell everybody it's easy. It's 1, 2, 3. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. Just for your listeners and for just memory's sake, it's just as easy as 1, 2, 3, Genesis 12:3. But yeah, so we are in the process of working on trying to get Jim Jordan elected speaker. And hopefully, I encourage Jim to stay in the fight. He's a dear friend of mine. He and Polly and my wife and Heather and I, we're good friends. He's a good, principled man. He chairs Judiciary, which I serve on that committee with him. People know him around America. He's the second most popular Republican in the country. It's amazing to me that we're having trouble with certain people within our own delegation who are working against him. But it's because Jim was one of the founding members of the House Freedom Caucus. And so there's just a lot of animus about him allowing them just to spin the way like they've always done. And so but I think that the Republicans who are against Jim right now in many areas, they're waking up. It seems like the people are calling, and they're encouraging them to get behind Jim. And so I'm encouraging Jim to stay in the fight. And hopefully he'll continue to stay in the fight. I mean, it took McCarthy 15 votes to get there. We've only had 2 for Jim. And he's a great negotiator. He's a great leader. And I think there's an opportunity for him to pull this thing across the finish line. And it'll be great for our country. Certainly be great for our future generations, and also even for our party. I think if we could see a shift from Nancy Pelosi to McCarthy to Jim Jordan, that would be quite a dramatic shift in conservative leadership in our country.
Yes, it would. It would be amazing. I always look forward to seeing clips and sound bites from him, because I'm always just, you know, pumping my fist in the air. Like, he makes so much sense, and he's so,
funny.
Common sense.
Yeah, he walked up to me when he's from Ohio, and, you know, I'm from Alabama, South Alabama. So he walked up to me on the floor one time. And I said, Jim, you have a way of getting the hay down where the goats can get it. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you can take complex issues. You can condense them down to sound bites that the American people understand. He is kind of America's guy. I mean, he's just a everyday, you know, heartland kind of leader. I mean, he was a fighter through college as a wrestler. He only lost one match in almost 160 matches. He is just a fighter. But he's also great with skills, in a sense, of negotiating with people and strategy. And so I just encouraged him because he's such a great spokesman for America. And like I said, he's the second most popular Republican in the country. And I think what the ones that are against Jim Jordan, it's a lot of the people on HASS, which are House Armed Services Committee, and the appropriators who are used to just spending money like they've always spent money. And the leaders in D.C., the swamp, as we have experienced, they haven't passed a balance. They haven't done 12 approach bills in 26 years.
Right.
And so we were trying to move those approach bills, and they don't like that. They like to do a CR and omnibus, but that's why the Democrats keep winning on the debt. That's why we keep going into deficit spending every year. And that's why the country's $33 trillion in debt, because nobody has principally stood in the speaker seat and said, enough is enough. We're going to do our 12 approach bills. We're going to put good policy and responsible guardrails on spending. And so Jim is great in that sense. And I told some of my friends in House Freedom Caucus, you know, I'm the only member from Alabama that's an HFC, and And I told them,
that's surprising.
There is a mass of it is for us to be such a red state, but there is a mass of humanity that is looking for conservatives. And if you watch Bud Light, you see what they did to Bud Light. You see what happened to Target. You see what Jason Aldean's song, try that in a small town. And recently, Oliver Anthony, the rich men north of Richmond are getting really nervous right now because Jim Jordan may just will be our next speaker. And so that's the direction the country's going. I'm encouraging people to call their members and ask them to support Jim, because he, I believe, is a man who is, he's never said negative about anybody. He gets along with everybody. And the 20 that are against Jim right now, mm-hmm. they don't have any principled reasons for being against Jim. They like Jim as a person. They can't really say publicly. It might be because they want to keep spending like drunk sailors. And I always tell everybody that's an insult to drunk sailors. But in reality, they cannot tell their base why they can't support Jim Jordan. So if Jim, I think if we keep going to the floor and keep getting votes, mm-hmm. Over time we'll flush out the people that are really against him, and then they'll have to come clean. Right now it's just, I think it's all superficial. They just don't want to lose control. The rich men north of Richmond want to continue to seize power and control. And Jim's right. our guy to give the American people back the voice in D.C., and he's a great step in draining the swamp.
I've always wondered, which I think he's fantastic. I think he's always saying what many, many Americans are thinking. He just puts it to words, and he understands kind of the pulse of the American public. But I wonder, why is it that Democrats are always lockstep? They say a lot of stuff, but when it counts, they all vote like they're supposed to. Republicans just aren't like that.
No, and you know, you go to a communist country and they're all screaming for the tyrants and how great he is. I mean, you know, they're always saying, oh, this is, you know, we love Chavez, we love whoever it is, because there is fear within their ranks. There is no freedom of thought. There is no mm-hmm. individualist ideas and ideologies that come out of that party. And so they walk in lockstep. And that's not uncommon for groups like that are just their groupthink. Mm-hmm. But when you get, what I told Kevin McCarthy back when he was running in January for Speaker, I said, Kevin, this is not a rubber stamp. 70% of the conference from a Republican standpoint is new since Trump got elected in 2016. So we're seeing a shift within the party, and I think that's what people don't understand. Everybody going, oh, y'all, you're not governing, you're not leading. Well, there's a different shift within America, within politics, that Trump right. is now the most popular Republican, Jim Jordan is the second most popular Republican. Within our conference, there is the old guard Republicans who are just go along, get along. There, a lot of them have become swamp creatures. I tell them in a lot of ways, honestly, they it's always been done this way, and they just kind of go along. And it's not their fault. They're not necessarily bad people, but I think over time, K Street lobbyists have gotten their hooks in, and they've live in a bubble up here. But within our conference, there's that old guard, mm-hmm. and then there's this new America First movement that's coming into conference, and that we're starting to see. And that's why there's not rubber stamps here, because the American people have said, we want different leadership in Washington, D.C. And again, like I said, you just see it in everyday America with the Bud Light stuff. And of course, like we talked about with, you know, try that in a small town, when there is a mass of people out there that are sending different people to D.C. and they're expecting change. And I tell everybody, if we'll embrace that change and we'll move back to what made America great, America First, secure borders, you know, enforcement of the law, a strong stance with our allies in the country, and doing away with this woke weaponization of government and wasteful mm-hmm. spending, there will be a unity of this party, and we'll have great success. But there is always a period of pain when there's change, and that's what's going on. We're having this America First movement within the conference, and that's why Kevin struggled to get there, and that's why Jim is almost there. But there's a huge shift, and I think it's great for America. I just hope we can get across the finish line.
And I think we will, although I just see on the Chiron here, it says Jordan drops plan to back a temporary House Speaker. It's Representative Matt Rosendale speaking of the Freedom Caucus.
There was a movement, I think, in mm-hmm. some ways to do a temporary speaker. Mm-hmm. And I think there was some pressure applied to Jim, but I think that he's decided, hey, you know what, we're encouraging him just to go to the vote on the floor. I mean, Kevin went 15 votes. He whittled away, and finally got there. I think the American people will keep calling their representatives, and I think if Jim keeps voting on the floor, those people will hear loud and clear that, hey, Jim is America's man. He's the guy for the time. He is our Esther, if you will.
I agree.
And I think that he can shift this whole focus. You talk about a great celebration. If we can get Jim Jordan to Speaker mm-hmm. of the House, a founding member of House Freedom Caucus.
That would be amazing.
A signal and a ripple throughout the establishment in Washington, D.C. and throughout the rest of the country that, hey, and listen, there are a lot of people in purple places that love Jim Jordan because, like you said earlier, he just says it where people understand it. Mm-hmm. He's heartland of America kind of leader. And that's what
right. Well, if he's the second most popular Republican, you think one day he'll run for president?
You know, I don't know. I kind of thought Trump might grab him for VP at some point. But we could sure, you know, he's chairman of Judiciary, and he got me to join Judiciary a couple weeks. Well, about this year, actually. He came to me last August before the recess and said, hey, Barry, he said, would you join Judiciary? And I'm like, Jim, I'm a garbage man. I'm Baton Crossroads, Alabama. I'm not an attorney. I have no business on Judiciary. And he said, well, Chuck Grassley's a farmer and does a heck of a job. And so Jim put me on Judiciary. And that's been one of the most amazing things to have an opportunity to question the FBI directors and Mayorkas on the border and to travel and see the border and go through those things where we question Merrick Garland with the DOJ. Mm-hmm. Things that I never dreamed, but Jim's a way of making, he pulls some strengths. He pulls people together and he coaches you through your weaknesses, but he also can help you expose certain strengths. And so, look, I loved him as Judiciary Chair. I would appreciate him as Speaker, and heck, he may be VP and Vice President or President one day. Who knows? But for this next step, for such a time now, you know, Psalms 119:105, a lamp unto your feet. I tell Jim, brother, just keep stepping in that next step because we're just going to be pulling and praying for him that he can get there.
Well, that I totally agree. We'll have to see what happens. Hopefully, he'll won't take 17 tries. But thank you so
you
much,
know,
Congressman.
I'm with him for 1,000 votes. Well, thank you for your time. And
I appreciate the update.
Thank you, sir, guy. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Well, we will be right back. Really appreciate that update from Congressman Moore, and hopefully we'll see some resolution on this soon. Be right back.